previously on Breakfast with Martin Bester.
You are the principal at Sijabulile Primary School in Mbombela. You also put up your hand and reached out to a certain non-profit organization called Breadline Africa. Why did you reach out to them?
I've got 208 learners. It's become difficult for them to go to the toilet.
We're also dealing with pit latrines that you're using, am I right? On the line is Maria Pavli from Lotto Stomp.
We are going to be giving the 790,000 rand needed.
Mr. Charles Mkachwa from Ian McKenzie Secondary School in Mpumalanga.
We are still using pit toilet.
The children, you and your staff deserve better. I know we're asking for a lot this morning.
No, that's okay, Martin. We are more than happy to donate the 830,000 rand needed.
We caught up with Ryan from Breadline Africa. Did you say that you're there with the construction crew already?
Absolutely, yeah. We actually started to break ground this morning. As the rain continues to fall, so do these unsafe pit latrines, and we committed to the task.
Now, that's what I'm talking about, man.
That's incredible work.
Good job, angels. Good job. We are going to make a difference in these children's lives. You watch this space.
Breakfast with Martin Bester. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9.
Shall we catch up with that guy?
Yes,
Brian
please.
Lewis.
Yeah.
So much energy, so much passion for this. Brian, good morning.
Good morning, Martin, to you and your breakfast team and your listeners. How's everyone?
Lekker. How's it looking that side? Is it a little bit drier and warmer today?
Certainly drier. The sun is shining. I wouldn't say it's warmer. We're coming to you live from Ian McKenzie Secondary School from the Bushbuck Ridge area. So the sun is shining, everything is a lot drier, and that does certainly help with the progress on site.
You oaks and KZN,
yeah.
You've been spoiled with warmth, you see. So this is welcome to our side of the world. Brian, the last time we spoke, you were so quick to get there and you were so ready and passionate about this project. You broke ground, I think, the morning we spoke to you. This is now about just over a week later.
Yeah.
How are we doing?
Martin, when we sat down with the team on Friday, we definitely were behind, unfortunately, because of the rain. We had some real challenges there with even the equipment we had on site getting stuck. But when we sat down with the team and said we were behind schedule and asked them to work through the weekend, including the public holiday that took place on Monday, they were all for it.
Oh.
So I'm proud to say that due to their commitment and unwavering commitment to that, we're back on track. And we are just over a week away from being able to complete and hand over these new safe toilets.
That is incredible turnaround.
What a team you have as well to go, yes, we're going to get this completed.
Yeah.
Come public holiday or not.
That's dedication. You must be so proud of your team.
Exceptionally proud. You know, they very much are committed to the restoration of safety and dignity at the schools. And their actions speak louder than words. So we are very proud of them.
That's what makes this project so special for me, is the commitment and the dedication. You use those two words, and that's what it takes. When everybody on the project, even from the sponsors' side, Lotto Star, when everybody's just on the same page and just share the same level of commitment and dedication, big things can be done in our country, Brian.
That's it, exactly that, Martin. And it takes everyone to do exactly that. We're exceptionally proud to partner once again with Lotto Star to roll out yet another school, and here's hoping we can do many more throughout the country.
So just what did you say the ETA there is next?
We're aiming for next week, Wednesday or Thursday. Construction can be a little bit difficult to predict, but that's exactly what we're aiming for. But we are 100% confident that by next Wednesday or Thursday that these units will be completed. They'll be ready to hand over. The sites are really starting to take shape now. Not only is the sun shining, but the looks in the learners' faces is almost indescribable with the fact that they can start to see these toilets start to be erected now and taking shape. It's not always something you can see in the first week when we're breaking ground with the civils.
Yeah.
But now that the toilets are starting to be erected and installed, one can visibly sense the excitement in both the learners and the teachers.
Good job, Brian. You and your team, fantastic job. We'll catch up with you again. In fact, I did get a voice note in from someone from the school, which I'll play out for you in a couple of moments' time. Stack that icon. Thanks for the catch up and for the amazing progress.
Have a great day, guys.
Cheers, Brian. Brian Lewis there from Breadline Africa. They're in Bushbuck Ridge this morning. Spoke to them about a week ago. They just started demolishing those old pit toilets, and he says they'll be done by next week.
It's crazy. It's absolutely crazy. Okay. It's so encouraging, like you say.
Hey, just like that.
Yeah.
Feel good. Good mornings start here.
Good morning.
I was in.
And you're.
I'm joking. Sunny Bonani.
Breakfast with Martin Bester on your number one feel good station, Jacaranda FM.